I told our guys they'll probably take this game and play it over and over and over again in their minds and talk about what they could have done differently or what could they have done better. And I think that's what our team is going through right now. Obviously, there's a lot of positives that as we go through it, you know, on offense, defense, and special teams. But the bottom line is we didn't come away with what we had hoped for. So we addressed it. We talked about it as a team. You know, I do. I challenge them. I know we have courage. We showed it on tape. And I said we're going to have to put that courage to work starting today and address these things and continue to get better.
Blocked field goal a little low or?
You know, I think, you know, Coach Mallory and I talked about it. I think that, you know, as a combination of up front, our protection, you know, we're a zone blocking scheme. So size, we have to be aware of the size that we have up front. We're not and play according to those strengths. We had one blocked earlier in the year, and, you know, so our protection, we might have to just take a look at that first of all. I think that's a long field goal, not only a challenge for Josh, but also our protection. At times, maybe the frustration, not too much, just with the officials. I think, you know, they did a good job. And going back, they did a real good job officiating it. But I think maybe the players felt it a little bit from me. And just in all aspects, I don't think I did a really good job with the team after the game. I think I could have done better with the game management, you know, with the challenge flags. So those things, you know, we all challenge ourselves in areas that we could get better. And I challenged the team, then, you know, I pointed out the things I could get better at too. The two that I did challenge, you know, looking back at, I think there was one, you know, the fumble that was worthy of a challenge because it looked like the ball hit, I think it was Chris Clemens, you know, before it hit the ground. So that one, but the other one, you know, that was a questionable one to challenge on our side.
Who's telling you to challenge that, or who's in your ear in the booth?
Yeah, well, it's ultimately up to me, but you get information from up at the booth. And sometimes it's short. You know, they get one angle, and they're looking at it, and it's a critical time, possibly a turnover, and they're going off of their judgment. And then it also comes down to me, you know, to how clear, you know, how clear of a look they had and where they're at. So,
do you have to pick guys up this week in a different way as opposed to losing by four touchdowns? Or is it? Are their spirits pretty high?
I think, you know what, they're feeling pain now. There's no doubt about it. I think I could sense that in the locker room afterwards and sense a little bit of it today. Just because they all would say, yeah, we're getting better, we're getting better, we're getting closer, we're getting closer. But what could I have done or what can we do to get us over the hump? And those are legit questions. And I think they'll challenge themselves, they'll challenge one another, and coaches will challenge us. And, you know, and that's what those meetings are for all today, you know, to find out what are areas that we can improve on to get over the hump. But, you know, I don't question at all their spirit or how they'll come and start practice on Wednesday or coming in and watching film at all. You know, that's why I said you use this pain to get better. We are getting better. We are getting better. I think there's marked improvement in many areas. And I don't want us to get so caught up on, hey, we need to get better in this area, in this area, in this area, and forget about pointing out those things. Because that generates the spirit of a team. So in our meeting, we talk about those things. We don't want to lose the point of not celebrating some of the victories that have taken place. You know, on all three phases. So that's always a challenge, always a challenge. But that's why you tell the truth. Here's what we did well, and here's what we need to get improvement on. He has definitely taken us, you know, the whole offense. He has elevated their whole level of play. There's no argument with that. His poise, just to see him in that two-minute situation, we get the onside and his demeanor out in the field, it's unbelievable. So he really impresses us with every situation he's in. Extremely competitive, a lot of poise, you know, what, 48 throws with one interception, you know, as a rookie quarterback and the number of games he's had is impressive. He continually gets better. And, you know, he'll challenge himself. He's open to being criticized. But I really like the way he handles everything.